Yeah, it's they are doing pretty good. In fact, I was listening to somebody on POTA. I have a new program, well, a few of us do now, but Hammers Pro, and they're updating that thing like every other day, but they're doing a good job on it, and all you got to do is click on the person you want to make contact to. It fills in the log and hit save, and it saves it, and move on to the next one. Each one that they're on that frequency operates your radio at the same time with the FL rig. And you click on it and turns your radio that frequency, and away you go. So it's working pretty good.
Yeah, I've heard that Hammers is the go-to for POTA. And 2 years ago at the picnic, Scott was running it when I got on for my first time activating, and boy, was that a blast, and it sure does make it easy. He might have been using Hammers on his smartphone last August when we were doing that and I was on. Sure is a lot of fun, and that sure does sound like a very good logging program. I greatly enjoy POTA. It's a lot of fun. I'm going to have to activate myself someday, but for now, I enjoy hunting. It's sure been a blast to kind of get out there and find activators.
Yeah, I'll get out there, too, when it gets a little nicer weather. Anyway, yeah, that new it's the new version of Hammer, so it has a little more features, and probably another month they'll have something else to it, but it keep up... It's pretty cool. Anyway, I'm going to get out of here. I was working on my go box here, and I got to flip it around. It takes 2 minutes and a boy to flip it around, but it's getting heavier by the moment. So, 7-3, have a good day. W8YRC.
All right, Mike. Well, thanks for answering my call. And when you're flipping that go box around, be careful with that newly repaired shoulder. Really glad that's working well for you. You have yourself a good day. 7-3, NEDLJN, clear.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.